AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The first war crimes trial has started in Ukraine. A 21-year-old Russian soldier is being tried for the killing of an unarmed Ukrainian civilian. He faces up to life in prison under a section of the Ukrainian Criminal Code that addresses the laws and customs of war. WNBA star Brittany Griner's pretrial detention in Russia is being extended. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Her lawyer tells the AP Griner's detention has been extended by a month, a relatively short extension, which makes him believe her case will come to trial soon. Griner was detained at a Moscow airport in February after vape cartridges with oil derived from cannabis were allegedly found in her bags that could carry a maximum 10-year prison sentence. The Biden administration says the two-time Olympic gold medalist is being wrongfully detained, but there's been no visible progress in efforts to free her. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Strong winds and possible tornadoes caused widespread damage in parts of the Midwest. Another round of severe weather during a stormy week left two more people dead. There's a search in Texas for an inmate serving a life sentence for murder who escaped a prison bus. Here's the AP's Ben Thomas.
The Texas Department of Criminal Justice says 46-year-old Gonzalo Lopez stabbed the bus's driver and fled in rural Leon County. That's prompted the Centerville Independent School District to cancel classes. Lopez is serving a life sentence for killing a man along the Texas-Mexico border.
Elon Musk says his plan to buy Twitter is temporarily on hold. Musk says he's trying to pinpoint the exact number of spam and fake accounts on the social media platform. He's been vocal about his desire to clean up Twitter's problem with spam bots that mimic real people. Stocks are opening higher on Wall Street today, but not enough to claw back all the losses the market has taken in this volatile week of trading. This is AP News. Some University of Michigan researchers are using a different method to fertilize flowers. You could call it pea cycling. Krista Wigington is part of the team at Michigan's Nicholas Arboretum, applying urine-based fertilizer to the heirloom peony beds.
At first, we thought people might be hesitant. You know, this might be weird. But we've really experienced very little of that attitude.
Urine contains essential nutrients, such as nitrogen and phosphorus. It's been used as a crop fertilizer. If all goes well with the peonies, colleague Nancy Love says they'll be doling out locally sourced urine-produced fertilizer next year. As for the title, Pee on the Peonies.
Some people thought that that was permission to drop their drawers and pee on the peonies. So this year we're going to use pee for the peonies. And hope that we don't have that confusion.
Urine from the toilet and urinal at a campus building is treated and eventually used to create fertilizers. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.